The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Our next guest in the hot seat was quite literally a high flyer because she was cabin crew for Singapore Airlines. So she was flying around the world, traveling around the world. But she says her favorite stop was always right here in Singapore. And that gave her the business idea of trying to bring back fond memories of growing up here in Singapore and provide that sense of comfort and happiness of a simpler time all through ice cream. It so is, she pursued her dream of owning a business.
If it's one thing Singaporeans love, it's makan, right? Food, yeah. Anything food, and especially nostalgic food is super important here.
And you talk about nostalgic, right? They've got 16 different flavors. This place called The Humble Scoop that launched in November last year. Flavors like Orbi Good, which is basically pulut hitam flavor. My pronunciation is horrible on this, but salted coconut gula melaka flavor. Oh, that's so good. Mm. Pineapple, lime, chili flavor, you know, using real chili and ice cream, why not? But, you know, flying in cabin crew and then starting this new F&B adventure, wow, this is quite a challenge that our guest Yvonne Quack, the founder of The Humble Scoop, had to face. Yvonne, good morning. Welcome to the studio.
Good morning, everybody.
She has got such a nice smile on her face. Right? So much, it's great to see you in the early in the morning like this, right?
She's practically an expert in customer service.
Well,
she's
yeah.
customers all over the world.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
That is the benchmark.
And in a business now that is putting a smile on people's faces, too.
Very true. Very true. Your selling point is locally inspired flavors. How has that been received here? How's it working out?
To be honest, when we came up with the idea of locally inspired flavors, it just felt right. You know, because there are lots of ice creams out there, right? But there are only one or a few ice cream places that actually showcase what we have locally. And we just wanted to bring that out. And people have been giving us really good feedback. They really like the ice creams, which makes us really happy as well. So,
Yvonne, were these actual flavors that from the past, or did you kind of mash up some old flavors that you liked and make them new again, if you will?
These are flavors that I've encountered as during my time growing up in Singapore. So, for example, like the guava sour plum, you know how we usually buy cut guavas from the fruit stalls, and they will always have the sour plum powder available for you to take as much as you like.
Yeah.
So that was a very comforting flavor for me. And I believe that a lot of Singaporeans, while growing up, or even now as well, they still enjoy this tang of sour plum with the guava. So I thought of making that into a sorbet.
Yeah. Now, the Humble Scoop is located in Katong, in the Katong Shopping Center, which of course is a very local enterprise, right? The huge old building that's there on East Coast Road by Hague Road. Is that part of the attraction or the allure of bringing back some of these old flavors to have it in such a traditional area? Of course, right next to Joo Chiat and everything.
Well, I grew up in Katong area, so it's really close to heart. And the whole concept of bringing nostalgic Singapore flavors just tied in very perfectly, one of the oldest shopping centers in Singapore.
Sure.
And it's a place whereby you can get, it's a very kampong spirit kind of place. Mm. So it's very warm, it's very neighborly, everyone says hi to each other in the morning, everyone kind of knows each other, and it's this kind of spirit that we hope to get, bring back memories of through the ice creams itself. So this is a very good platform for us to showcase our ice creams.
We're speaking with Yvonne Quack, founder of The Humble Scoop. She's in the hot seat this morning, and she's brought ice cream to cool things off where the hot seat is concerned. Tell us about the ice cream you've brought. What's so unique about them?
Okay, I brought you guys four flavors today. Pulut Hitam, the best seller, is definitely here.
Okay. Mm.
The Incredible. It's a pun on the word
kuih. Incredible.
Because it's spelled Incredible. Three words, right?
Okay.
Oh, smart, clever.
Nice.
Very clever.
Okay.
So that one's a salted coconut and gula melaka, because in all kuihs, you get coconut
and the
gula melaka. In another pint, I got you guys the guava sour plum and also the pineapple lime chili.
That one's called a huat la, right?
Huat la, because huat, Chinese always use pineapples, you know, as symbolization of luck, is huat. And then chili in Chinese is spicy, so it's la, so it's huat la.
You're saying that pulut hitam, the Orbi Good ice cream, is your best-selling flavor.
It
in terms
is.
Of how much of a difference is it? Is it like way ahead of the pack by, I don't know, a certain percentage?
It's way ahead of the pack.
Really?
Like, I have to, we go through at least 4 or 5 tubs a week for pulut hitam itself, as compared to other flavors that maybe 2 to 3.
Just to get a bit of context, what kind of volume is one tub?
One tub is about 5 liters.
Well, that's a lot of ice cream.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, tell us a little bit about your entrepreneurial journey. I'm talking to you, Von Quek, the founder of the Humble Scoop in Katong Shopping Center. It just started last November. You know, starting up a business is not necessarily easy.
It's not.
How did you figure out how to do that? Did you have a partner? Do you do it yourself? Oh. DIY? How was it?
I started this with my boyfriend, and I also have another partner. So mm-hmm. there's three of us. Really wasn't easy. Like, I mean, up to this point of time, I'm still terrified of, yeah. you know, because there are problems to solve every day.
Sure.
And of course, the teething problems have passed, but there are still issues that we have to face every day. And these are issues that people don't really see until they actually try their hands at a business. And
what have been some big ones that you've had to encounter? Not to put you on the spot too much, but, you know, like, what is a recurring thing that, oh, no, I got to deal with this again?
Finances, I guess?
Yeah, of course.
Always finances.
Sure, every business owner. Yeah.
we don't really have experience. This is our first startup. So we are learning with each step, and there'll be obstacles, and sometimes it just leaves us stumped. So we go around asking people for advice. Like,
that's a good way to do it, though, right? Yeah, that's a great way.
Yeah, so there was... Because it's an industry that is already quite established, so there are prominent figures, there are prominent suppliers, and these are the people that we have to reach out to. And but for such a small startup like ours, sometimes we get ignored a lot.
Sure.
So that's one of the issues.
Yeah.
But
someday they're going to be the ones that are coming to you, right? Absolutely. When you've got 20 shops across Singapore, 5 in Hong Kong, 10 more in Malaysia and Indonesia.
That will happen. Stay positive. I want to ask about the work dynamics between you and your partners. And bear in mind, there is a boyfriend in this mix.
Mm-hmm.
How is that like?
Oh, it's actually very clear cut. So
okay.
My boyfriend's the one handling all the back ends of finances, the marketing.
Okay.
And then there's me and my other partner. We are frontline. We are the ones making the ice creams. We are the ones
customer
serving the
customers. Well.
So everyone has a very specified role, and everything when it comes to work is work.
And in terms of hiring staff?
We are not hiring at the moment.
So it's just three of you working?
Yes, because we are just a small startup, so we are doing everything ourselves.
You have no life, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
That is the dream.
You're bootstrapping it. That's what they call it, right?
That's how you control quality.
Yeah, sure.
Very true. Because Yvonne used to be cabin crew at Singapore Airlines. Mm. She's trying to capitalize on the cabin crew market.
Mm.
8,000 of you in Singapore, and you give discounts to cabin crew. How are you getting a lot of them coming by?
The ones that I know, after they saw that I've opened a physical shop, so and I posted it on Instagram, so they came by to give the support.
Give support, okay.
And also, you know, if you show your cabin crew pass, you get a discount. Like, that sort of thing.
No, we're doing you a solid. Please say all that. It's okay.
And also, it just so happened that there was this lady that she's a cabin crew, just that I didn't know her before.
Mm.
And it was much later after some chit-chat that I realized, oh, she's cabin crew. I'm like, oh, okay, discount's given. And they are all helping me, like, you know, advertise my shop and the brand itself on Instagram. And cabin crew life basically revolves around Instagram itself.
Yeah.
You know, most of them, at least. So it's a great platform for advertisements and to spread the word about the brand as well. So I'm really thankful for that.
Now, I'm going to throw out a challenge to the chefs at Singapore Airlines, the ones who do the menus, to stop by Yvonne's shop, taste all of the different things, and figure out a way to incorporate that into the menu on Singapore Airlines, right?
And of course, make sure that they get paid some kind of royalty.
I don't know about that.
So if there's a WhatsApp group chat, you know, Singapore cabin crew group or something like that, make sure you go down to Katong Shopping Center and support Yvonne Quek.
But what about your sort of customer loyalty? How do you reach out to your customers? I mean, social media, Instagram. Is it called The Humble Scoop, your Instagram account?
The.HumbleScoop.
The.HumbleScoop, okay. Facebook, same?
We've been reaching out on social media. So we've been running ads on Facebook and Instagram. I think because of the area that we are in with the other bigger brands around us, it did not work that well to our advantage. But what's happening right now with the customers is that it's very organic. They're doing it by the we are doing it by the word of mouth.
Yeah.
So our customers, they after they try our ice cream, they really like it. They'll tell their friends and families, and it's like a domino effect. They'll bring their friends, and their friends will bring more friends.
Mm.
So
organic growth.
Yeah, very organic growth. And yeah. in a way, we're very blessed with mm-hmm. the amount of support that we are getting from our customer base as well. Yeah. As for customer loyalty programs, there's a lot on our palette right now. But we are looking at customer loyalty programs such as stamp cards and...
Okay, stamp cards, okay.
That sort of thing, as well as having certain promotions coming up. So mm-hmm. just stay okay. tuned to that.
Yeah, sure.
Yvonne Quek, who is the founder of The Humble Scoop, is in the hot seat this morning. Being in the hot seat means you got to tackle a difficult question. So here's one. You've been operational for almost half a year now, thereabouts. What's your operational cost like? Where does the percentage go? And how profitable are you now? I know it's only been 6 months, but is it possible to be profitable after 6 months?
To be honest, we are nowhere near break-even yet.
Okay. But are you on track in terms of targets? Everyone says the first 3 years is the hardest.
Yes, it is. It's, mm-hmm. it's true. We are on track,
okay,
which is a good thing. As for percentage, it's really hard for me to give you a pinpoint because we started off in November. Mm-hmm. And you know, December was Christmas, February was Chinese New Year. Okay. It's very hard to pinpoint a trend
okay.
to, you know, have a clearer picture. Even we don't really have a clearer
Fair
picture.
Enough.
We're still, you know, going by the month.
Yeah.
And for the cost, like you said, to be honest, there's a lot of... It goes a lot into man hours. And also, for the ice creams that we do, we use premium ingredients. Mm. We really want to bring out the flavor. We want to keep to the authenticity of the flavor itself. And to do that, we have to, you know, for example, the pulut hitam ice cream, mm-hmm. right? We have to first cook the pulut hitam and then we make that into an ice cream. So to put out a finished product to the customers, it takes 2-3 days. There's no machines involved, so it's all man hours there.
So then in this case, are you guys, so three of them, right? And yeah. I'm wondering, does this mean you give yourself a salary or you live on your savings and wait until you're profitable?
On paper, we're supposed to get a certain amount,
okay.
but we've been only taking a very small part of that certain
amount.
Just
to keep that business going.
Yeah.
This is tough, yeah.
So it's on savings right now.
Yikes.
But that's the way a lot of startups do it, unless they have a big backer behind them. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, right? Because you are learning as you're going.
It is.
You know, the key lessons of how to start a business, how to be lean, how to be reactive, responsive to your customers. And that's going to make you stronger in the future, although it may be a little bit painful now. I'm saying that from experience, right? Yeah, having done that. Yeah.
I hope we'll be like you in the future, you know.
What's your dream for this business? What would you like it to look like in 5 years' time?
In terms of quality of the ice creams, I want it to be still like how it is now, even though in the future we would like to expand, maybe have 2 or 3 more branches in Singapore, but running the production from a central kitchen so that we can still have control over the products that we put out to our customers. Yeah.
There's been a lot of talk, or rather the trend where people are a lot more health conscious, people are eating better, and then there's also talk of a potential sugar tax in the future as a way to get people to eat healthier, curb the whole diabetes awareness campaign. What is your opinion of this, and how are you tackling this or preparing for it to potentially happen?
I'm really glad there's a movement now for conscious eating to help fight diabetes and obesity in Singapore. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great movement. But however, I don't think that the sugar tax would solve the root of all problems, because essentially it boils down to the individual's responsibility to their own bodies and eating in moderation. So, but that aside, for what we are doing is that for our ice creams, we have actually pushed down the sugar amount to as low as we can go to create a stable ice cream. And also, the sugarcane ice cream that we have, there's no sugar added at all. Mm. Everything comes naturally. The sweetness of it comes from the sugarcane itself. So customers come and they ask me for something not so sweet. That's the first thing I'll direct them to.
Okay.
Yeah. And also, the customers that come in, they're all very conscious about eating less sugar. So I'm really glad that this thing is catching on for everybody's health and for in their own benefit as well.
So that means only one ice cream each, gentlemen.
Yeah, you have to fight me for it.
Okay. It's been a pleasure speaking to you this morning. Thank you so much. Yvonne Quek, founder of The Humble Scoop. And if you want to search them, it's the.humblescoop, right?
Yep.
It's on Instagram and Facebook. And for you, Glenn, you have no excuse. You have to go to their outlet at Katong Shopping Centre.
I can walk there.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg.
or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.